Hola mundo, soy Pablo Garamendi.
Muy bien.
I keep you off guard there.
Fine, من میتونم فارسی حرف بزنم.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, see, you don't
Look
think
at
I
that.
Have a language
well,
either.
I didn't say you didn't. I didn't say you didn't.
So you're Pablo.
I am.
And I'm Golnaz.
Welcome to episode 30 of Magic Cup TV. We have a ton to go over today. World Championship Finals around the corner.
Oh, that's next week?
It is next week. Nah. A week from today.
I'm sure you didn't even know that was coming up.
Right. A week from today, the students will actually be in the Holo Academy. They will be developing holographic software with a HoloLens. Very excited about that. I'm sure the students are too. So can't wait to get them out here.
Where is that happening?
That's happening. I can't tell you where that's happening.
Okay.
In fact, I can't even go into the room. Only the students can go in.
Wow.
It's pretty intense security. So very excited for the students though to be able to participate in that. And then of course the World Championship.
Yes. At streaming live.
Streaming live. MagicCup.com.
Seattle Washington State Convention Center. Yes, that's the name.
During Tech Ready, we're very excited. We'll have around 5,000 people there live with the students. And we'll have three judges, which I'm very happy to announce today. Two of the judges are Jens Bergensten. He's the lead designer of Minecraft. You may have heard of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you a player?
Is he still...
He's part of us now.
Is he? Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's a Microsoft
He is a Have you played? Are Minecraft player?
I have not.
No.
Have
I've,
you?
I've dabbled. You've I've dabbled. Dabbled yes, it? But not too much.
I mean, my 9-year-old cousin plays it, and he destroys me. So I'm like, I'm not even gonna try.
You're done.
Yeah.
And then awesome. Alex Kipman, the inventor of the HoloLens and the Kinect sensor.
I love the Kinect.
Yeah. So we're very excited to have both of them as judges. And then the most recent announcement is Thomas Middleditch, the star of Silicon Valley. Yeah, he's going to control our minds, apparently.
Yes, that's what he's doing.
So, yes, he will be the third judge. We're super excited to have him. Again, the top three teams, one from each category, games, innovation, and world citizenship, will be competing for the Imagine Cup live in front of a around 5,000 people studio audience.
And have you ever watched his show?
I haven't watched it yet. I have to start now.
I've seen all of them. They're
have you
so
really?
Funny. It's so our lives at a tech company.
I've heard that. So my plan is to watch it before.
It's extreme, but it's really funny.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're very excited to have him. So please tune in. They'll be choosing the championship team, which will win a meet and greet with Satya. So very exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah. And speaking of judges, we also have our Imagine Cup competition judges, a very distinguished panel of judges for each category from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, to Microsoft Venture Accelerator, GeekWire, the co-founder of GeekWire.
Yeah, I actually follow Todd Bishop on Twitter. I'd like to meet him.
Well,
There's a couple of these you might like to meet myself.
Yeah, well, they'll be here. So
I'm going to shove the students aside and be like, I want to talk to them.
I need my time. So we're very excited to have them. We're very honored that they're participating in Imagine Cup.
That's great.
And I think it'll be a great opportunity for our students to have exposure to some of the top leaders in the tech industry.
Oh,
so very exciting. We also have some new awards. We actually just announced the Imagine Cup Ability Award. And this is something that is being done by the Accessibility Board here at Microsoft. They're essentially looking for a student team that demonstrates innovation for accessibility in the workplace and in the world.
Wow.
So very excited. The teams don't actually have to do anything. They're all eligible. Obviously, there's very specific judging criteria, and the judges will be there during the presentations, kind of figuring out which teams are the ones that will best apply for this.
I wonder what the trophy looks like.
Oh,
Jesus. Jeez, okay. All right.
It didn't break. We're okay. So yes, they will win the Magic Cup Ability Award trophy, which Golnaz will be polishing today and the day of.
I think I got some of my spit on that, but it's cool. Well, that's an awesome award.
Look at this. And then, more importantly, they'll be winning a boot camp. They'll be flown back here to Redmond.
No, I think this is cool.
Yeah.
This is cooler.
You can do some damage with that thing.
Oh, that's heavy.
And they'll be flown back here to Redmond for an accessibility boot camp. So they'll work with the Accessibility Board, which will help them kind of figure out what's the next steps for their project, how to better market it, and essentially where to go next. It's a week. Well, they'll be here for 5 days. Yeah.
Well,
so very exciting.
And a boot camp.
Yeah. And then the next award is the Imagine Cup People's Choice Award.
Are you allowed to use that terminology?
I don't know. I guess we are. We'll see what happens.
People's Choice Award.
Everybody does People's Choice Awards these days. So the World Finals will be presenting
their... You should do Nerdy's Choice Award. I like that.
right? Golnaz is Nerdy's Choice Award. Next time. You should put a trademark on it now, though.
I'm gonna get that copyrighted.
All right, sounds good.
Nerdy's Choice Award.
So the teams will be having a showcase at our internal conference, Tech Ready, at an event called Ask the Experts.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be presenting to Microsoft staff. The staff can come interact with them, mm-hmm. talk to them about their project, you know, play the demo or whatever software they have with them. And then the staff will have 3 tokens they can vote on their favorite competitor.
Yeah.
And that competitor will win the People's Choice Award, which I think there might be another trophy.
Oh, let me reach over and not fall.
There it is. They'll win the People's Choice Award trophy plus $1,000 cash prize. So exciting stuff.
Oh, this
exciting
is awesome. Stuff. Look at this.
Yeah, look at that.
Did you guys have these kinds of trophies last year? I don't think so.
No, we didn't.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Yeah. So the other thing we have to announce today is, for the first time ever, the winners of an Imagine Cup competition for Break Into Code. This was, again, the challenge that we went over in the last episode for students of ages 9 to 18. There were 2 brackets, 9 to 13, 14 to 18. And we have our winners, and I'm actually going to have Golnaz play the games.
What? We did not
yes.
talk about this.
We'll see if this actually works. So
show the flaws in my gaming skills.
Again, it's Brick Breaker, so it shouldn't be too difficult. So here's the first place winner from 9 to 14. And it's touch screen,
okay.
So you touch
right.
the screen.
We got it.
Here we go.
We
got it loading
I'm
up.
I'm sweating right now. Oh my God.
So you gotta control the unicorn. There's power-ups.
I got it. Oh, wow.
And you remember what mine looked like. I told you that
they're
gonna have.
This is an artist.
Yeah.
This is great.
So this is Tani from the UK, who won first place, $3,000.
She is talented.
So it's pretty cool.
Oh,
and I know you're getting into it.
Dude, I'm pretty good.
So
I was a little insecure.
See if she finishes off this level.
Come on. Oh, come on.
Don't lose. All right. Well, so this is the first place. Congratulations, Connie. Your game is amazing.
The really appreciate. The noise is great.
Yeah.
This song.
We really appreciate all the modifications you did.
That was
she
awesome.
Had power-ups and modifications, multiple levels. She actually has a boss. We have one more game.
Oh.
Yeah. We got to play the 14 to 18 year old winner.
Oh, yeah.
So she had power-ups, she had multiple levels, she had a boss at the end, so really, really amazing work for that age bracket. And now the grand finale, this is Crushers. And we can actually play, we totally mixed it up, and there's 2 paddles.
What?
So you can control that one, I'm gonna control this one.
Oh, jeez. Which way are we going?
Up and down, yeah. So what we love about this game is, one, there's 2 paddles, so you know that automatically differentiates it from the other games that we've received.
Well, this is more like Pong.
Yeah, sort of, but then there's the bricks. And so the idea is that you are, those are bacteria, and you're a blood cell that's trying to kill off all the different bacteria out there.
You know, I recently had a cold, so.
Well, there you go.
This hits home with me.
There you go. Oop, did I miss it? I missed it.
Come on, immune system, fight back.
And so this is an endless game, so you just keep on getting points, so it's not endless. But
the song is soothing.
Yeah. Awesome. And so he's got power-ups in here, too, and we're just really impressed by the graphics, by the dual paddles, and you
can
see that part.
Story.
Watch if he, oh, no, you can't, that one.
The immune system, and then bacteria, and white blood cells.
There you go.
I like
so we're super, super excited. Congratulations on winning that game. And that is by Faturman in Indonesia.
Where are you reading this?
Down here, first place, 14 to 18. So congratulations to him.
Well, I was reading Crushers, Endless Bricks, Dragon Smash. I'm reading their names.
Yeah, so the game names are awesome. And actually, I'll be doing a blog post about the winners shortly, and you can play all the games from all the winners, and we'll have the top 10, actually. So you can play all the games from the top 10 from each bracket. But really want to congratulate the winners for each bracket, first to third. I mean, $3,000 when you're 9 to 13. That's some serious dough.
My age right now, that's some serious dough. What are you talking about?
So we're super excited for those competitors and excited to get them on the website so that
maybe next time you can get some of these trophies made for them.
Maybe.
These are really cool.
Yeah. So again, if you know, it's too late to play Break Into Code now, but we have tutorials for Brick Breaker and a bunch of other games at Microsoft Imagine, where we have all the tutorials and tools that you need to learn how to code, no matter what your age or skill level is. So please visit imagine.microsoft.com.
Yeah.
And again, super excited to have the students out here. They're coming here shortly. Campus will be filled with students from all over the world. Super excited to be with Golnaz out there.
Yeah.
We'll be recording at the event.
We're aiming to do some recap videos.
Yep. videos. I'm not sure what aiming means.
I know. I don't want to make any promises. Like 1 or 2 days we don't get to it.
Right.
No, we're going to
We're going to do it. So we're very excited. And don't forget to tune in
at
ImagineCup.com, where you can see Thomas Middleditch and the rest of the VIP judges select the world champion and win. This trophy. You can take this home. One of the 33 teams. There you go.
I claim that for you. Look at that. This thing's huge.
Yes, we're very excited. And again, Satya's going to hand it to you, and you're going to be able to meet with him if you win it.
Oh my God.
So,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
that's all we got. Looking forward to World Finals.
This is the last episode.
Before World Finals, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Before World Finals.
So, we'll see you guys there.
All right.
Bye-bye.